Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got Philippa Gaines back on the show. Philippa is a longtime member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1999 when she first joined us. And so that's about 12 years that she's been being part of our Brain Trust, and she's been helping us understand our web strategy, how to develop a web strategy ever since then. Think about that, 12 years of web strategy advice from Philippa Gaines. She's got a brand new book out called 42 Rules for a Web Presence That Wins, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Philippa, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Thank you.
Good to have you back. Congratulations on your new book. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, and well, we should say that it has a very special foreword written by somebody that I seem to be talking to right now.
Well, thank you for asking me to do that. It was my pleasure to provide the foreword for your book. But let's talk about this. You know, Philippa, there are people out there who are doing a great job with their website, small business owners who are doing a great job with their web strategy. Unfortunately, most small business owners are not. They're they range either from way, way, way too many. Some studies, some surveys indicate maybe as many as half of small business owners don't even have a website. To the ones who are in the middle there who have a web strategy, but it's not functioning very well, to those who are doing a really good job. So where do we start? How do we get these folks off the ground?
Right. And, you know, one of the things that's interesting is that there are just consistent studies that show that even if people do have a website, and even some of the larger companies, and even if they do have a tool like Google Analytics, which is free, so it's a great tool, mm-hmm. they're not using it. They haven't implemented, the numbers of people who have a tool like that implemented so that they can even start to see what's going on with their web presence is growing. But the problem we still have is people not understanding how to use it and therefore essentially not using it. And the studies are still showing that. Mm-hmm. And so one small step that you can take is to get Google Analytics into, and I'm not saying only Google Analytics, but, you know, it's basically the only good free program out
right.
there right now.
All right. So how do we do that? Let's get started. Let's teach them how to do that this segment.
So, you know, what you need to do to get, if you don't have the code on your site, is to get your web person to simply put a little piece of code that you get when you sign up with Google on every page of your website. Mm-hmm. And once you have it on every page, it will start collecting data. Of course, you have to have it on every page. Some people think that they should only put it on the home page, but then you can't tell the full story about what's going on through the entirety of
So we need to say to our webmaster, we need to say, I need you to put the kind of code on every page of my website that Google Analytics can index.
Right. And it's a little snippet that they give you, so all you have to do is cut and paste it into the code for the page.
But you don't have to do that. That's your webmaster will do that for you, right? That's what that's their job. They know how to do that. You don't have to worry about how to do that.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
All right. So, folks, take care of that. So now that we got our pages indexed for Google, we got them to the point where Google likes the way our pages look. Their spiders do. Now, then, what do we do?
So then, essentially, you're going to get a lot of different reports and a lot of different aspects of what you can look at.
No. We got to go to Google. Keep it simple. We got to go to Google, and then what?
Oh, I'm sorry. Right. So
you got to sign up for it.
Well, you've already signed up for it because you got the code. So the code has your account in it, right?
Okay.
So in order to look at the data, you go back to your Google account and sign in, mm-hmm. and you're going to pull up the analytics section of all the things you might be doing with Google and start looking at the reports. So it is actually at that point.
So you have to, have a Google account to start with.
Right.
You have to sign in, get a Gmail account, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, you don't have to use Gmail. I use my own web.
Well, you don't have to use it. You don't have to use it, but you're going to get one anyway.
Right, but what I'm saying is you don't have to use a Gmail address to sign into a Google account.
Okay. All right.
I use my own web address.
Right, okay.
But you're going to do that in the beginning to get the code initially. Mm-hmm. And so then you need to log it back in and start looking at the information that Google starts sending you about your site.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, you know, one of the rules in my book is called drill below the dashboard. Because what happens then is that the first page that you see has what they call like an executive summary. Mm-hmm. Of all the things that might be going on. So we'll look at an overview of visitors across the entire site for a month or how long, however long you ask for it. We'll look at an overview of the top keywords, say, that bring people into your website from search engines. Or we'll look at an overview of the most popular pages on your site. And you can see, you know, the very top numbers, mm-hmm. the basic indicators. And that's where a lot of people stop. Because this can be so overwhelming, they'll go, oh, great, I got more visitors than last time I looked, so
exactly.
We must be doing it right.
And when we come back, we're going to drill in deeper behind the dashboard with Philippa Gaines right after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. The book is called 42 Rules for a Web Presence That Wins.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.